Malachim Beis Perek Yed Aleph. In this Perek, we will see how a female named Asalia ruled over Yehuda for 6 years. The Das Sofer points out, Asalia was the daughter of Achav, but Izebel was not her mother. Asalia was extremely cruel and went as far as to kill her own grandchildren to take the throne of Yehuda. Note, there was another female who ruled at the end of the second Beis HaMikdash named Shalom Tzion in Pasuk Aleph. Asalia, who was the mother of Achaziahu, saw that her children died, and she went up and she destroyed all her grandchildren and the seed from the Malucha of the kingship. Asalia almost completely wiped out the entire lineage of David HaMelech, except for one child who was hidden by a woman named Yehosheva. The child's name is Yoash. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Tzadi Hei Amar Aleph explains, why was David deserving his entire lineage should be virtually wiped out? David chose this as a punishment, as David was partially responsible for the murder of Nov, city of Kohanim. The Tana de Belial brings, if not for the treaty that Hashem promised David, the kingship will remain in his family forever, David's lineage would have been entirely eradicated. Alternatively, the Das Sofer explains, David actually had other children around, like Shafatya ben Avital. However, at this time, none of them were fitting for the kingship. Therefore, they are not mentioned, as if the lineage was almost completely obliterated. Yehosheva, who was the king Yehoram's daughter, hid Yoash with the nursemaid not to be killed by Asalia. A word on the name Yoash comes from the word Yush, meaning to give up, be despondent, or be discouraged. The world at that time was darkened when almost the entire lineage of David Mashiach was destroyed. Hashem behind the scenes put the idea in Yosheva's heart to hide Yoash. This is to teach us never ever give up. No matter how dark it may look, a person can always pick themselves up and start over again, even if they have to start afresh and many times in one day. Yoash was hidden for 6 years. Yehoyada, the Kohen, then devised a plan to instate Yoash as the new king. And Pasuk Dalet through Yabez, Yehoyada was to kill Asalia, and the plan goes as follows. Yehoyada gathered many high-ranking officers in conjunction with Kohanim together in the Beis HaMikdash. They were to split their men into three groups, one-third by one gate, one-third stationed at another gate, and one-third was to guard Yoash in his palace. The plan was to happen on Shabbos, because there would be more Kohanim available at that time, as one shift of Kohanim was being replaced by another shift. Yehoyada the Kohen armed the officers with spears and shields, and the shields David HaMelech had made. The men formed a protective circle around Yoash. Yehoyada then anointed and proclaimed Yoash the new king of Yehuda. Everyone screamed, Yehi HaMelech, long live the king. In Pasuk Yud Gimel, Asalia heard what happened, came on sight, saw Yoash standing there with royal clothing and a royal entourage, and shouted, a rebellion is happening. Yehoyada ordered Asalia to be seized and killed outside the Beis HaMikdash. It is not fitting to kill someone inside the Beis HaMikdash. In Pasuk Yud Zayin, V'yichros Yehuda, Yehoyada es bris bein Hashem ubein HaMelech ubein HaAm v'yos la'am Hashem. And Yehoyada then cut a treaty between Hashem, the nation, and the new king Yoash, that Hashem should be a god for them. Yoash encouraged Yisrael by reiterating the love Hashem has for the Jewish nation at large and for every single Yid. Yehoyada had all the officers and men destroy and remove all the idols and Baal that was rampant. In Pasuk Chaf, which is the end of the Perek, Vayismach kol amaretz, Vayir shakta, Vesasalia heimesu becherev beis hamelech. And the entire nation was happy and was tranquil in the land. Asalia was killed and there was no sword happening. There was no wars that were happening. That's the end of the Perek. Thank you very much for listening and have a wonderful day.